Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi.
Howdy, neighbor. I'm so glad that you joined me today. As promised, we're not going to have a full-length testimony. By full-length, I mean the full-length of the podcast, as we have been having. We will have two testimonies today of salvation, and I'm looking forward to hearing your response to those testimonies. Again, I say it's a wonderful thing to be saved by God's grace. And I think through these testimonies, you'll understand that because these people that are giving their testimonies on the podcast are excited about being saved. That's why I chose these that I've asked to give their testimony, because I knew that it meant something to them. And if you're saved, it really means something to you. The first person I want you to hear today is my wife, Michelle Bray. Before we ever talked about getting married, we talked about each other's salvation experience. That's one of the most important things for a couple to know before they ever talk about being married. They should talk about whether each other is saved or not. The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." I want you to listen to her testimony today, and again, think about where you stand with the Lord.
My name is Michelle Bray. Greg asked if I would give my testimony for his podcast, so I will begin. As Brother Estes Perkle always said, that every Christian should jump at the chance to brag on the Lord and give our testimony to what he has done for us. I was raised in a preacher's home. My daddy had surrendered to preach just a few months after I was born. I have the most godly parents anyone can have. Babe has always been there for me and was there for my sister too. She's in glory now, having the biggest time of her life, but we sure miss her here on this earth. One day we'll get to see her though. I'm thankful they invested their lives for us, and that was the biggest part of our raising, was going to church. I'm grateful for a daddy that loved the Lord and that led his family in God's word. And we had family altar every night. That was something we looked forward to, him reading out of the scriptures. Sometimes we'd get tickled and he'd have to start over. So it was just the way he was. He'd just say it so funny. My mother loved the Lord. She was the sweetest lady that I know, and still loves the Lord. And she just wanted her girls to love and live for the Lord as she did and as Daddy did. It was never a question if we were going to church or not. I remember my sister and I doing homework with a flashlight a lot of nights because we was going to church. She had a preacher preach at a revival. It was a joy to us. We loved going to church. That's all we knew. I was 9 when the Lord graciously saved me. I remember it just like yesterday, August of 1978. It was at Camp Zion in Myrtle, Mississippi. Brother J.L. Smith had just preached God's 3 deadlines at camp one night. Well, that bothered me because I had never asked Jesus to save me. I wanted to, but wasn't under conviction until this night. My family worked in the kitchen at camp. Daddy was the cook, and my mother, sister, and I made the cornbread for the camp. On the way home that night, I talked to Mer all the way home about the sermon and how my heart was gripped. She told me, "When we get home, talk to your daddy and tell him what you told me." So we finally got home, which seemed like an eternity to me, and it was only like a 20-mile trip. I remember coming in the house and broke down crying. Daddy asked me why I stand there and cry. And I told him that I needed to be saved. We knelt down by the couch and he read the scriptures to me, and I got saved that night. I felt so calm and relieved. I woke up grandparents and aunts that night. I just had to tell somebody about what the Lord had done for me. Thank the Lord for dying for me and giving me a home in glory. The Lord has always been my everything, and my heart belongs to Him. The road ahead for the next few years wasn't easy, especially at school. The kids didn't understand when I tried to tell them what had happened to me. They didn't know who the Lord was. Needless to say, I always tried to live before them the best way I knew how, and they respected me for the stand that I took. I thank the Lord every day for saving me and giving me a wonderful Christian husband that loves the Lord and tries to follow God's leadership completely so Greg can lead us to do what the Lord has him to do. I love the Lord with all my heart and can't wait to get to heaven one day to praise Him for all eternity. We all have a lot of loved ones waiting on us when God gets ready to carry us home. What a glad homecoming we'll have and get to experience one day together. I'll leave you with my favorite verse. I love this verse, and I say it over in my mind a lot of times, a lot throughout the days. Mark 10:27 says, "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." We can do anything with God's help and guidance along the way.
Amen. I thank God for a godly, saved wife. Every man ought to have a saved wife. Praise God. These are examples of people who have been saved that had a life in church. I mentioned just a few podcasts ago about my dad, who was in church all of his life and for 30 years was a deacon in the church, but he had never been saved. He just led into believing that the preacher saying you're saved, or the preacher just shaking your hand or something like that would carry you to heaven, but it don't. And I thank God for these testimonies. We're going to have another testimony now of another man who was raised in church, Brother Danny Bennett. He's a preacher in our church at Lighthouse Baptist Church. He's been with us for 20 years. As long as Lighthouse Baptist Church has been a church. And I appreciate Brother Danny. And you listen to him prayerfully and thoughtfully and search your heart as he gives his testimony for the glory of God.
Always went to church, had some of down here when it was Calvary. And let me say, had some of the greatest preachers. Now, this is my opinion. Had some of the greatest preachers I ever sat under, ever listened to, that helped me more than anything in this world. I thought like most young people did, I knew everything when I was young. You know, that's what young people are. We think we know it all. But I didn't know anything, especially when it come to salvation. I didn't know anything. Come to church, went to church all my life. Come out here. Mother and Daddy always seen him when we was at church. Didn't have to get up Sunday morning, Jerry, and ask, were we going to church? We always knew that that's what we were going on Sunday morning.
Right.
Come to church, spent my early years in church and out here and watched people give their testimony, heard people give their testimony, heard the preacher talk about salvation. Didn't understand. Sit through and believe it or not, a lot of just straight testimony services was right here. Preacher didn't even preach sometimes. Sat through a lot of testimony services, didn't understand it. Didn't understand what they were so talking about. Well, it rocked on for years, a few years later, and back in the 70s, somewhere along in the 70s, I was in high, getting up in the junior high. Brother Little was a pastor here then, and we had a revival one night, one week, and one night I was sitting out here, and y'all ever been here, there was another set of pews and one in the middle, and that's why we always sat here in the middle pew. And now back then, you didn't do like kids do today. You didn't sit in the back. You sat either in the front of your parents or right behind your parents. You didn't go this side, that side, or up here, down yonder. You was there, and that was for a purpose where if you done something you didn't need to do, they could whop your head. Mine got whopped a many times. I remember my daddy hitting me in the back of the head many times with a pocket knife. Pay attention. And listen, back then I thought that was the worst thing in the world, but it was not. It made me pay attention. Well, anyway, those years rocked on. Got here and did a revival. Having a revival that week, and the Lord been dealing with me all week, and I sit there like a bunch of people do, grab the pews till your knuckles turn white during the invitation, want the preacher to hurry up and shut up and get out. Want to get out, want to get gone. I can remember that. And you've heard Brother Greg say sometimes, I know you have one time or another, that sometimes the Lord moves on people to do things and they don't understand why they do them. Now, if it hadn't been, I don't know, if it hadn't been, and listen, y'all, I don't know that, didn't know the young man's name then, don't know his name now. Never seen him before, never seen him since. But I was sitting there on that aisle during invitation, and it was about the third go-round. And he got up from this side over here, and he was younger than I was. He got up from this side over here. He come all the way to the middle aisle where I was sitting. He put his hand on my shoulder. And here's what he said to me. You know how to be saved, don't you? You know what you got to do. That's all he ever said to me. Picked up, walked back over here and sat down. Well, it wasn't long. I couldn't sit there anymore.
Yeah.
God done grabbed my heart, and I tell it a lot of times. When I get up and tell people, if you ever get that 1 foot in the aisle, that 1 foot in, you're gone.
Yeah.
Well, when I got my 1 foot in the aisle, it was like a magnet was pulling me to the front. I come to the front, and I remember taking Brother Little by the hand. I said, Brother Little, I'm lost. I need to be saved. He got out and prayed with me, and God saved me.
Yeah.
Not a shadow of a doubt. I know. And you hear people say, well, how do you know? You know.
Yeah.
You know, and only you know where God saved you or not. Only you know.
Right.
I can't tell you that he did. No, nobody else can, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God saved me that night right here at Calvary Baptist Church, when it was Calvary Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And I remember that night my Aunt Emmy and Uncle Newton and Granddaddy and Grandmother was going to Myrtle at that time. I remember when God saved me, the first thing. Now, y'all, when you get saved, there's an excitement and a love that God puts in your heart.
Yes.
You're excited. You want to tell everybody.
Yes.
And I don't care who you are, black, yellow, red, and white. If God saved you, you want to tell everybody
right.
What God's done for you.
Yes.
The first place I went was right straight across the road.
Yeah.
And I told Uncle Newton and Aunt Evie what had happened. They hugged my neck, and we had a wonderful time. I called Granddaddy and Grandmother, told them what had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Now listen, it was those people like that sacrificed their time.
Yes.
To pray for an old boy like me that God would save me.
Mm-hmm.
That come every time the doors was open and knelt down right here and prayed for me.
Yes.
Nothing like being saved. It's one of the most, you've never begun to live till you get saved.
Yeah.
Never begun to live till you get saved. When you get saved, you can lay your head down on your pillow at night and not have to worry about tomorrow. Not have to worry about a thing because you know that God's in control.
Right.
And do you know where some of my greatest help also come from people praying for me? Back in the early days, Sunday school.
Yeah. Right.
Why me?
Yeah.
I'm nothing but just an old country boy. Don't know anything. Listen, not smart enough to know anything. The only thing I do know is that God saved me. Like Brother Taylor, I know that God saved me and God called me to preach. That's the two things I'm sure of.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else I'm sure of. But I'm sure of that. And remember this. I love you and God loves you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It does me a whole lot of good just to look back. It makes me go back and think about when the Lord saved me, to hear these testimonies. It stirs your soul. You heard Brother Danny talking about stirring your heart. You heard Shell talk about being raised in church, being raised in a preacher's home, being raised in a place that you went to church. Brother Danny talked about going to church. Had no doubt when you got up on Sunday morning whether you were going to church or not, that it was just the thing, it was what we were going to do because our parents had a desire to go to the house of God because that's where they were raised. That's where they wanted their kids to be raised. Thank God for testimonies of being saved. And if you're not saved, you can be saved. Comment below this podcast on YouTube. Email me, trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com, and I'll get back with you. And if you're not saved, we'll talk. We'll make arrangements to talk, and you can be saved before it's too late. Remember that starting next week on the podcast, we're going to start talking about the church and what going to church all of our lives meant to us. And there's several of us. There's some men, young men, older men, young ladies, older ladies that are going to give their testimony about going to church and what it means to go to church. And I'm so excited about it. I love talking about church. It's just been my life. I just talked about it. It's been my life. Don't forget, tune into the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. If you're on YouTube or Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm is a podcast app that you can get, Spotify, listen on any of these. And if you need a better way to listen, whether it's on your cell phone or what have you, please get in touch with me, and we'll give you a good way to listen. Just so excited about what God's going to do in the days to come with the Trumpet of Truth podcast. I love y'all, and I start out the podcast by saying hello neighbor or howdy neighbor, because that's the way the Bible talks about those that are ours. Of the same as we are, they're our neighbors. Love our neighbors. He talks about all of those things. Thank you for tuning in, and looking forward to hearing from you. Comment, email, and we'll see you next time.